Lady, those flies buzzing around your kitchen aren't as innocent as they look. They carry germs, spread disease. Get rid of them fast. Use Black Flag insect spray. Black Flag contains active ingredients which spell sudden death for insects. Keeps right on knocking them dead for weeks when used as directed. Harmless to fabrics, furniture, and wallpaper, designed for quick knockdown and lasting effect at amazingly low prices. Get Black Flag insect spray today. Now, Just Plain Bill. Here is the music that brings you one of radio's best-loved stories. Just Plain Bill Davidson, barber of Hartville. A tender, real-life story of people who might be your own next-door neighbor. Today, many thousands of people are thankful to their physicians or dentists for first having introduced them to Anacin. For these people know that Anacin brings incredibly fast and effective relief from the pains of headaches, neuritis, and neuralgia. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, it contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. In Anacin tablets, you get the combined action of several ingredients, and as a result, get incredibly fast, effective action. Why not try Anacin yourself the next time you suffer pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia? You'll be delighted with the results Anacin gives you. For most effective relief, use only as directed. Ask for Anacin at any drugstore. Remember the name, Anacin. It's spelled A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin. And now, Just Plain Bill. The reading of Evelyn Grove's last will and testament is over. And Bill and his son-in-law, Terry Donovan, have returned home from nearby Huckleberry Hill, deeply disturbed at the thought that one of the wealthy girl's beneficiaries is her murderer. Carrie doesn't blame Bill for refusing to say who he thinks the murderer is without a vestige of proof. But now, as Carrie sinks wearily into a chair in his living room, his wife Nancy says to him and her father,
"You two are acting very strangely. You've hardly said a word, either one of you."
"Well, it was an unpleasant afternoon, Nancy."
"Did something happen during the reading of Evelyn Grove's will?"
"No, that was practically an anticlimax, Nancy."
"Carrie, we've got to get a confession."
"A confession? We've got accusations, counter-accusations, hysterics, violence. Until any one of those three people could be the murderer."
"How did Evelyn's husband, Leslie Grove, take the reading of the will, Carrie?"
"With a superior smile on that smug face of his."
"Well, of course, it was pretty well known Leslie would inherit the bulk of his wife's estate."
"And it was the second time Evelyn's mother lost her chance at the Seymour fortune. How did Judith Seymour take it?"
"Like an iceberg during the actual reading."
"Sometimes I think her protege, Rudy Blanton, loved Evelyn more than her own husband or her mother."
"None of this tragedy might have happened if a year ago Evelyn had married Rudy instead of Leslie."
"But Leslie was after Evelyn's money even then."
"Well, do you believe he killed his wife for money, Nancy?"
"Well, I..."
"If you do, Nancy, you're in good company.
Rudy is convinced now that Leslie is the murderer.
So is Judith's chauffeur, Bill."
"Baker was there for the reading?"
"Yes. Miss Evelyn, as he calls her, remembered him in her will, Nancy."
"Oh, I wish you'd tell me about it, Daddy."
"What Bill ran into upstairs beforehand is a lot more to the point."
"But, Daddy, what happened?"
"Well, Judith found a bottle marked poison in Leslie's bureau drawer."
"That was used to poison the fruit Judith Seymour brought to you, Daddy. Am I right?"
"Probably. We turned the bottle over to the sheriff."
"Whoever made that attempt on your life, Daddy, was afraid you'd seen Evelyn's murder."
"No question about that."
"Well, then, Leslie Groves is the man you're after."
"Or Rudy."
"Terry, I don't understand."
"Leslie is the logical suspect, Nancy. But couldn't someone have placed that bottle there in his room?"
"Well, how about fingerprints?"
"They'll find Judith anyway. Bill says she was holding the bottle when he heard her screaming and went upstairs."
"Oh, Terry, remember who telephoned you at the last minute and insisted you bring Daddy along with you for the reading of Evelyn's will?"
"Judith Seymour."
"And why? You were her daughter's lawyer, not Daddy."
"Do you think Judith planned that scene?"
"She's the one who found the poison bottle. What excuse did she use to open Leslie's bureau drawer?"
"I never thought of that."
"Maybe she wanted you there today, Daddy, to witness her accidental discovery of that poison."
"Bill, what do you think?"
"I don't, Carrie. I know. The murderer put it there. And after today, there's no question who that is."
"Daddy..."
"For Pete's sake, Bill, tell us."
Wasn't that clear after the reading of Evelyn's will?
No. It was more muddled than ever to me.
Well, suppose we tell Nancy about it and see if she doesn't recognize who the murderer is from what happened.
All right. Well, Nancy, they listened very politely. The family who just suffered a tragic loss.
And then, Carrie, after they heard you out?
Silence. An almost frightening silence. I kept wondering, will the murderer speak first? It didn't look like anyone was going to speak, and then all of a sudden, Judith Seymour burst into laughter. Judith! Judith, get a hold of yourself!
Oh, Rudy, is it funny? The funniest thing you ever heard.
This has been too much for Mrs. Seymour, Mr. Donovan. May I take her to her room?
I'd like to know what she finds so amusing first, Baker.
Leslie can tell you, or Rudy, or Baker. We've all gone through this before. It's funny to see it happen all over again. Almost too funny.
Judith,
Leslie, do you know what she's talking about?
Well, I've just been left the bulk of the Seymour fortune bill. Not exactly a surprise to any of us.
No, not to you, Leslie. Since you killed Evelyn before she could change her will.
Don't be tiresome, Rudy.
May I remind you, Mr. Davidson, that once before Mrs. Seymour lost the entire estate, which rightfully belongs to her.
Why, Judith, darling, if it was Evelyn's wish that her loving mother receive $10,000 a year, I'll pay it to you gladly. In fact, I have so much money now I'll never miss it.
Carrie, were you going to read that part again?
Bill, I hate to interrupt this little duel between Judith and Leslie.
I'm simply overcome at Evelyn's generosity. Do read it again.
Very well. To make up for my mother's disappointment over a year ago, when Father made me his heir.
Disappointment? Are you sure, Mr. Donovan, there's no mention of how she took Leslie from me along with her father's money?
Oh, no. $10,000 is a lot.
Almost enough to maintain my summer home, Mr. Davidson. What am I supposed to do the rest of the year?
With my money and influence, Judith, darling, I'll see if I can't find you a job.
You murdering fortune hunter. You'll never spend a cent of that money. You'll hang for Evelyn's murder.
Yes, Rudy, and you'll play your violin and dance in my grave.
Why,
I know.
You, Rudy, keep hold of yourself. Don't worry, Baker. Nobody will think I killed Evelyn for $5,000.
Bill, don't you think it's more likely Rudy drowned Evelyn the same way he tried to drown me?
Rudy suspected you even then, Leslie.
And you suspected him, Judith, the charming circle.
I never believed Rudy wanted my daughter out of the way.
Really? You tried to shoot him for the sport of it, Judith?
I was afraid for you, Leslie.
For me? You suspect me of murder and try to cut short your protege's brilliant career. Confusing, isn't it, Mr. Donovan?
Disgusting is the word, Mr. Groves. I've read many wills in my time, but never...
No, no,
Bill,
no, Gary.
Why don't you settle this whole thing?
For once in my life, I agree with Leslie.
Mr. Davidson, you still say you know who caused my daughter's death?
Well, after today, I'm positive, Mrs. Seymour.
And what are you smiling at, Baker?
I was thinking how Mr. Davidson tricked you, Mr. Groves.
Bill, can you prove I killed my wife?
Leslie, I can't even prove it wasn't an accident.
Still, if I may say so, you're making progress, sir. If you hadn't convinced Mr. Groves you didn't suspect him, he might have destroyed that bottle of poison.
Keeping that for another murder was a bad mistake, Leslie.
Let's say you're putting it in my room as the arrow, Rudy.
Bill, haven't you had enough of this?
This conversation kind of interests me, Carrie.
You bet it does. You think for a minute Bill fell for that act of yours, Rudy?
I loved Evelyn. If you think I like the idea of wondering... if I was guilty of her death without knowing it.
Without knowing it? Who do you think you're kidding, Rudy? You saw the trap closing on you.
Oh, haven't you done enough, Leslie, without putting this on Rudy?
Oh, he's the murderer, you fool. He got scared and put that poison in my room to frame me.
He didn't. I swear he didn't.
How are you so sure, Judith? Did you put it there?
No. Oh, stop this. I can't stand it any longer.
It isn't quite so funny when you're dragged into it, is it?
Sit where you are, Baker. Mrs. Seymour's all right.
Let Baker put his 2 cents worth, Bill. After all, Evelyn left him $1,000. Baker's entitled to join the fun.
Money never meant as much to me as it does to you, Mr. Groves. I at least appreciated her thought.
I wonder, do any of you realize that's the first kind word spoken since this will was read?
Mr. Davidson, you could change this atmosphere without a word.
Well, do you think I should name the murderer, proof or no proof?
Wouldn't that be better than depriving the two who are innocent of all dignity and self-respect, sir?
I'm glad someone has found this as unpleasant as I have.
If you speak, Mr. Davidson, tell your secret.
I have no secret, Baker, from the murderer. Shall we listen and let the murderer speak?
You're wasting your time, Bill. Let's go.
A moment ago, everybody seemed so anxious to talk. It's too bad, Carrie. Too bad.
You should have seen their faces, Nancy. It was as if they'd all been turned to stone. Baker showed us to the door, and that was that.
Did you really expect a confession, Daddy? Honestly?
Oh, Nancy, do you think I'd continue this pressure on those poor people if I thought there was any other way?
But you told Leslie you believed he was innocent.
Is Baker right, Bill? Was that a trick?
No. I wanted the pressure on Judith and Rudy. It's our only hope.
Oh, I can't believe it. But everything points to Judith planting that poison in Leslie's room.
That would make her the murderer, Nancy.
Oh, horrible. Simply horrible.
Then forget it, darling. The answer is Rudy. He's known Bill suspected him since that day at the lake. If we...
No, you're wrong. Both of you.
You mean it is Leslie? Just as Baker has said all along, Judith's chauffeur was right?
Well, Baker has known the murder since the beginning.
Then why doesn't he stop worrying about Judith and Rudy and prove what he knows?
Because he killed Evelyn Groves, Carrie.
What?
Baker?
Judith's chauffeur murdered her daughter?
But Baker... I don't believe it.
That's the trouble. I'm afraid no one else would either.
Baker, so loyal, so devoted to Judith.
And to Rudy, too. I've got to reach him through them.
Bill, why did he do it? Why?
Well, if I understood that, we might have our proof, son. But take my word for it, I know Baker struck me down, poisoned my grandson, and drowned Evelyn Groves.
Judith's chauffeur, the murderer? After today, does Baker still believe he is totally unsuspected by just plain Bill? Why suffer from the pains of headaches, neuritis, or neuralgia when Anacin gives such incredibly fast, effective relief? Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, it contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. This is Field and Farrington saying goodbye for Just Plain Bill and for the Whitehall Pharmacal Company, makers of Anacin and many other dependable, high-quality drug products.